Hey, health junkies, I've got a treat for you. We are talking about EMF rocks. Yeah, you might think I'm woo, but hey, these suckers can help prevent all the EMF damage that you are getting from all of those electromagnetic frequencies floating around you. Now, I got a chance to try these before the podcast, and I think I was sleeping a lot better. My scores went up on my Aura Ring, and I was trying out this Faraday bag thing here and putting my phone in it, and so, you know, I couldn't tell during the day if I felt less stressed or things were, you know, less agitated, but, you know, I'm feeling pretty good overall considering all the things that are going on in the universe today. So let's jump into the podcast and learn more about Justin Franson and his EMF rocks. Welcome to the Health Fix Podcast, where Dr. Janine Krause, that's me, gives you, a health junkie, a weekly dose of tools to help you increase your energy and resilience to life stressors. Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of the Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Krause, and on today's episode, we're talking about EMF rocks. Hey, sit down and buckle in because this one's going to be a good one. You guys are going to want to hear this. This is big stuff that impacts you every day, all day. So Justin Franson's on with me, and he's an athleticism performance coach who's been working with folks for 2 decades. So that's a lot of time when you're in the industry of athletics. So he's got amateurs, he's got professionals he's worked with, and now he's kind of turning things a little bit and starting to work with helping us prevent the negative impact of EMF, so electromagnetic frequency stuff. Now, he has a company called EMF Rocks. We're going to be talking about his grounding bags. We're going to be talking about his Faraday bags. We're going to talk about how you can use these to help repel man-made EMFs and recharge yourself versus deplete yourself on a daily basis. So through his business, Justin is showing you how you can harness nature's first line of defense against man-made electricity and electromagnetic frequencies to optimize your health and sleep. So Justin, welcome to the Health Fix. I can't wait to dive in and chat all about this stuff.
Thanks so much for having me, Dr. Janine. Pleasure to be here.
Well, I have like 4,000 questions for you because, of course, you know, with the onset of the pandemic and connections to all of these releases of 5G, I'm definitely going, okay, what is up with EMFs and us? And I think let's start with the most basic, because I think a lot of people in terms of awareness understand that maybe you shouldn't have, you know, your cell phone right up against your head, and maybe you shouldn't be, you know, on it day in, day out like this, but we don't really know like what really are EMFs and why should we pay attention? What's happening to our body when we expose ourselves to these things all the time?
Yeah, well, let me start back and at the beginning for you. So to help everyone understand, I'm a performance coach, as you so graciously introduced me. Athleticism.com has been my site for over a couple of decades, working with these top athletes. And I saw them breaking down from excess EMF. So I started looking at like, what's the invisible stressor? Well, they're wearing wireless earbuds and smart watches, driving electric cars, Teslas specifically. And that's sitting on a massive battery. Their home was riddled with smart meters and technology in the room, massive TVs and blue lights and smart devices, routers, smart meters. And we looked at that invisible stressor as one of the biochemical invisible stressors that not many people had looked at. So about a decade ago, started buying the meters, uncovering it, found that there are 3 different types of meters that I would use for milligauss for electricity. We had a dirty electricity meter, a Stetzer electric meter that you'd plug in the wall and it would measure the dirty electricity levels. And then we had basically an acoustimeter, which is a radio frequency meter. It measures the invisible waveforms from cell phones and wireless devices and such. So these athletes would come in breaking for no reason. Oh, I reached over here and tweaked this, and I'm going, we got to solve this challenge. And so at the root of it, what it comes down to is that man-made radiation is completely different than our own electromagnetic body and universe that we were created in.
And that's a fascinating thing. And you called me out when we first started talking on my podcast just before this one, where I was talking about wearables and how I use wearables to help me to know like what's going on with someone. And yes, I definitely thought about, okay, we've got things like the Oura rings and the smartwatches and the M5 for looking at heart rate variability. And I'm like, okay, these are fascinating things because I want the data, but like, and then a lot of people want the data to optimize their health and their athletic performance, but we're also like, okay, how can we get the data, but protect ourselves from having the negative impacts? So do tell.
So Dr. Martin Paul out of Washington State up near you studied and came up with the voltage gated calcium channels are disrupted and they let positive calcium into a negative cell from this man-made radiation. And it can be ionizing or non-ionizing, it's indifferent, but with electricity, low levels even such, so if your bed's touching the wall, it's charged to the level of the outlet, you're slow cooking yourself with man-made radiation. Now, when you're wearing a wearable, it's a more localized stressor on your body. So the earbuds, as we all know, there's a canal that goes directly to your brain. There's no skull there. It's a canal. So that's literally localized antenna in your inner ear going directly to your brain. And then the smartwatches, really same thing, 2.45 billion waves per second of a one directional waveform. And that's a positive charge. And we have that negative ion charge coming up. So those are the strikes against us. So what we've done, Dr. Janine, is look to Mother Nature to solve that challenge. And we offer products called grounding bags. And a grounding bag is about a 1 pound bag of hand-mined crystals. And they're beautiful pink Tesla crystals and colloid crystals. They've been compressed from an underground water source forever and ever. So they have this moisture content in them that converts a waveform from something that's polarized one directional to something that our bodies are way more comfortable with, like a scalar wave that distributes equally in every direction like the sun does for us. So we're in the business of converting a waveform from something that's polarizing and to something that's more of an unpolarized wave. And that's the beauty of Mother Earth and the healing frequency of the Earth, the Schumann resonance of the Earth. It has that negative ionic charge. It changes its frequency depending on the season, but the Schumann resonance is known to be about 7.8 hertz or waves per second. So we can quantify the level of frequency that either a man-made stressor has or what the universe provides for us with meters. So but there's no meter to meter chaos. So what we're doing is we're converting that one directional waveform to something that's our body accepts. And then we look at biomeasures, different, how deep does your sleep go? There's so many different measurable things that we can use to tell how beneficial the grounding bags are for you, especially for your sleep.
Wow. So someone who say has a wearable, like my favorite Oura ring, say we have that. And then we introduce one of the EMF rock bags and we put it next to our bed. And I saw that there's different places to put it next to the headboard up against the wood for the frame, or, you know, I could put it different underneath different places. But anyway, say I do that. And then I look at my wearable, I could potentially check that and see that I might actually instantly or within a couple of days start sleeping better from what, yes, I've already noticed.
You'll notice it right away. So depending on how much quality sleep you already have, we'll, mm-hmm, see anything anywhere from 3% deeper sleep on up to 50. So for your patients that have Lyme disease, mold, microtoxin challenges, the EMF, the grounding bags will help with EMF stressors, because as Dr. Klinghart shares, mold, microtoxins, they're charged by EMF. So if someone has really good quality of sleep, which looks like you probably do, then you might only increase just a little bit. But if you're getting 3% deeper REM sleep every night, it's massive for your health and overall performance. And we're talking about decreasing stress and with your tribe and helping with longevity, that restorative deeper sleep with that rapid eye movement is essential for health and longevity.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I'd take 3%. I think most of my athletes in my practice would take 3%. Most people would be like, 3%? Sure. You know, why not? I mean, it's every little bit counts, right? Every little bit counts. And going back to the mold, I think this is something that I really want to chat about, because mold, Lyme, all of our chronic, chronic mono, things of that nature, all of our chronic illness, when naturopaths like me and other herbalists and functional medicine docs, we've thrown like all the herbs, we've done all the things and all the tests, we do come down to like, okay, we've got to get back to the basics. And one of the basics that I started to dive into, especially when COVID hit, was like, oh crap, okay, there is a thing to this EMF. I'm starting to believe it now. And working with different ways of blocking and in particular, you know, folks who are watching, I have a Faraday bag for my cell phone that I was going to show. And I have certain other things, like things that cover walls and blanket of sorts types of things. And you've got yours, which of course we want to promo that there, because this is mine's not Justin. Sorry, Justin. I didn't.
Oh, you're good.
Didn't mean to, but there, we want you guys to be thinking about these things. This is why we're doing this podcast, of course, but at the same time, it's something that you can protect your immunity. You can help boost your immunity doing this. And right now we have a huge factor, right, going where a lot of us are not sure of how to keep ourselves healthy and protect ourselves from certain things like a pandemic and a COVID virus. Work on the EMFs, right? And so anyway, where I was going with that tangent was that I have a lot of patients who have some serious illnesses. We throw everything at it. We don't get any results. EMF does seem to be one of the things when I can help someone control it and minimize the exposure. Now, another big thing, and I'd love to hear your thought process on this as well. If someone needs to recharge, would it be appropriate? And I was thinking about this just in terms of looking at the EMF bags that you have in the rock, the EMF rocks and holding the bags and walking around outside with your bare feet. Does anyone do that? Do you do that? Do you walk around with the rocks and kind of do like a little recovery workout?
Definitely. And one of the cool things with the grounding bags is, first off, there's a few different steps we want to talk about. One is proximity awareness, which you are getting to. It's like, hey, have your guys like turn the stuff off, put on airplane mode, convert smart meters to analog. Have some proximity awareness, that because the closer these things are you, the bigger the stressor they are for mm-hmm. you. So we really want to understand that, you know, number one. And then how do we ground out? How do we really recharge our body? And definitely, yes, Dr. Janine, you want to get grounded by nature and go barefoot outside. That's number one. That's why we feel so good when we go on a vacation to the beach. Yeah, you're on vacation, but a lot of it scientifically would be you're getting the sunlight, you're getting the negative ions, pulling the electrons from them, from the ocean and then the earth when you're barefoot in the sand. So same with the grass or dirt or what have you, you get that negative ionic charge. And then when you hold the grounding bag with it, that's even better. One thing for people maybe in your winters up in Washington, little colder. I'm in Southern California, so we don't get the extreme winter, so I can go out barefoot anytime. But for the people that can't, there is a protocol where we use just the grounding bag alone to, as you were walking barefoot. So it's just like walking barefoot in a bag. So what we do is we actually recharge your eyes, your teeth, your thymus, and your intestine area below your belly button. So we hold the bag and tap on it with one hand while the other hand covers each of those areas, your eyes for about 15, 20 seconds, then your teeth, then your thymus and your small intestines. And the reason is this is an applied kinesiology technique. It directs the energy and the healing frequency from the rocks to those areas. And then you just breathe and you connect to the rocks with intention. And our eyes get really hit by EMF and they're one of the fastest recovering parts of our body. But if you stood in front of tower, they could cook your eye like an eyeball, like an egg. Literally, the higher frequencies can fry your eyes really quickly. So our eyes get really disturbed by EMF. The teeth is your gateway for health. Lots of cracks and fractures from EMF, from the millimeter waves, really disruptive for your teeth. So recharging your teeth is essentially your gateway for your health. The thymus, as you know, is your electrical system for your entire body. So when your thymus is decharged, downregulated, you're basically, your energy's off. And so you'll wake up and you're just not on your energy. You'll sleep in an extra hour, whatever the case may be, but you just feel just off. That means your electrical system's off. When you hold that, cover that area and tap on the back like I'm doing right now, you can hear that'll direct that energy to clear it and recharge you. You can potentially 10x your energy right away with that. And then same with the stomach. Oftentimes the thymus is a grand all, it'll correct all those, but those are simple ways you can recharge your body with the grounding bags.
Wow. That's really cool. That's really cool. I feel like I can start like a few protocols right now on folks with this and get it started. So folks might be thinking like, okay, you've got a bag of compressed rock, like, you know, literally like, where does this stuff come from? Where is it? On your website, it says hand mined. I'm curious because I think a lot of folks too would want to know, like, where do you get it from? How do you compress it? What kind of water do you use? What's happening?
Well, I found out about it through, I have a big reputation in Newport Beach for working with athletes and then got in the EMS space. So people would come to me from all around and what are you doing? And then I would share the old protocol I used. And then I'm like, what are you guys doing? And so I had one doctor that shared a similar protocol and that he was using in his practice and having massive success with his patients. And it ended up being exponentially better than what I start off doing. And so we hand mine these crystals in the Western US and we don't disclose the location, but they are hand mined and they've been compressed from that underground water source. And that's the combination between the moisture and magnetic properties in them is so powerful and medicinal, far surpassing the shungites and amethysts and the known Tesla properties of all of these other stones to help with EMF. And so that's where we get them and how I kind of found out about them. And I deploy them in a certain way. We have them in this inner bag, sealed, hot sealed, and then we actually deploy them in a static bag on top of that and then a cloth bag. And you have to keep them sealed and use it as is. When you do that, it preserves that form. And if they lose their form, they lose their function for EMF. Then they'll be great minerals for your garden. But until now, when they're in solid form, most people have never found this because they never found the quality of stone that we have. And then they've never been able to figure out to how to preserve it and save that solid form because it would just turn to dust before. So we were onto something really special and they're sold at doctor clinics all around the country.
And in terms of longevity of them, the crystals in the bag, how long will they last in the bags?
They should last quite a long time depending on how much use they have. So if you're on a low budget and using one on your bed and then driving with you in your car and it's getting in lots of heat and it might be unsealed a little bit, though they could dry out relatively really quickly, maybe even in a night or two. Typically the most person will have it for a couple years and then to maybe a decade or more. So I've only had the company for a couple of years and the rocks that we started with are holding strong the way we deploy them. So I don't see them losing their form because we've double sealed them so well, unless they're getting so much usage and they just kind of start to wither out. And if they get wet or too hot, they'll just turn to clay basically and dry out.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. I know you had a protocol for traveling with them as well. So I'm imagining because you have to take them out and you to see the x-ray of what the heck they are, imagine traveling with them might lower their longevity in terms of things.
Yeah. I travel with ours as well. Not so much because they're still sealed in the inner brown bag, but before you go through TSA, you have to take this bag out of the static bag because the x-ray can't see through that one. So they'll go, what's inside here? So just take them out of there before you go through, and then you just seal it up again, tap on the bag, and it'll reignite everything and you're good to go right after that.
Did you learn that by going through TSA with it and they had to unpack your whole bag? Or did you guys know ahead of time that x-ray couldn't penetrate the bag?
Yeah, but I've had a few where I forgot. And they're like, what's this? I'm like, oh no, I forgot. Like, I'm a crystal guy.
Like, they're so, my magic crystals. And then you're like, oh great, here goes the full cavity search in the back room. Now that I've said that's my magic crystals. Oh, good times. So in terms of protocols, because I was looking, of course, on your website and looking to see kind of what you were saying in terms of, say, someone's trying to counter the EMF effects in a certain square foot size home and, you know, kind of figuring out like, okay, if it's for sleep, do this. If it is for a car like a Tesla or maybe a Chevy Volt, something of that nature, do that. I'd love to hear what your protocols are for that. And then I want to go into American cars and that connection there. So, all right, go.
We recommend using one on or under your bed at the head of the bed. So you would literally put this on your bed at the head of the bed where you don't touch it because it'll crinkle a little bit, make noise. So you don't want to touch it. So you just put it right above your head or bed between you and your partner is fine. And then, or on the floor. And if it's on the floor of your bed, I like it towards the head of the bed and then leaning against the leg of the bed. So you want it touching the leg. Same with the desk, on or under the desk. You can put it on your chair behind you and your low back. It is a big rock, so it's not that comfortable, but your sacrum's a really power center of the body. It'll help keep you charged. For a car, we might recommend one on or under a car seat. So under the back of the seat so it doesn't slide and interfere with your driving is the optimal protocol. The seats are so low, it'll automatically help that seat and probably be touching it. When someone has solar on their home, we use 5 grounding bags per 2000 square feet for a normal home, put them on the floor, and that'll kick off a frequency and calm the vibration through the whole house. You need 7 together per 2000 square feet in addition to the one on your bed or desk or, yeah. So that is clear space. You have a handful of them. You want to clear a source directly with one of them. And then a car, any electric car, we're going to look at having one, basically, you know, 5 to 7, it's kind of similar to solar, like about 7, you know, together in a pile, and then one underneath the car seat. And because remember, on the electric car, you're sitting on a massive battery. That's dirty electricity. That battery is storing a vibration that's directly giving you the output that you're requesting with the throttle. Same with the dim switch on a light at home. So any dim switches cause lots of static electricity. And you guys, we can see all these levels with a Stetzer electric meter. Just plug in the wall, then go to your dim switch and you'll see the meter go up and down. And it'll be the same. You could do it with your neighbor's house right next door and have them dim the lights and the meter will go up and down. All these connections are interconnected. So that's why we want to start to get off the smart meter grid, calm the vibration of your home down, because those smart meters, which is a two-way router on your home, it's gas and electric, automated their meter. And so we want to get that back to analog, and because that acts as like a cell site on your home and really polarizing the home. So anyhow, that's kind of how we use the grounding bags. And one other idea is the static bag. This one individually is for your cell phone, but you can use the same one and as a repellent on the opposite side of a smart meter or a router in your home that's right next to your bed. If you want to direct the energy the other way and you have to keep it on, just lean it up against it as well.
That's good to know. I think a lot of people don't really think about, I think a lot of people don't even know if they have smart meters first and foremost. And then I think a lot of folks don't really know what the routers for the computer, you know, the internet system are actually doing. And I find that a lot of folks will have them in their bedrooms. And I'm like, No wonder you can't sleep. They'll be like, no, I have no LEDs, no nothing. I'm like, but my router does blink. And I'm like, your router's in your bedroom? Important stuff to be thinking. Plus, you had mentioned even too that the smart meter, if it is on the same wall as your bed, this can interfere too. So folks, you want to know if you have a smart meter. Most people do these days. Sadly, they've been installed, whether you like it or not. So these are things to check out. Now, I had a random question come up. So say someone's like, all right, fine, I'm moving to the country. How far apart do I need to be from my neighbor so that their dimmer switch doesn't affect EMF in my home?
Well, the dimmer switch is probably not as bad as solar. If there's a big solar farm nearby, Dave Stetzer has seen people get really sick from it. Yeah. So the further, the better. These cell towers travel. So I would say that would be probably a safe distance for a big solar, powered, field per se, which would act really similar to a dim switch. But most homes, just the normal proximity of a more rural area will be okay on that. But you just want to make sure your own wiring in your home is safe and grounded. And a lot of these challenges are just electrical manufacturing challenges. We can make dashboards of the new cars grounded more efficiently. So they're in this 1 to 10 milligauss range, which is really high. Still, we should be one or below, but a lot of them are reading upwards of 65, 75 on your dashboard. So they are a big manufacturing challenge. We can ground these products out more efficiently. So even if you do have an electric complex or something, there's some that can be really grounded out well, depending on how well they're made. But the key is no matter, even if you're really far and you still have electricity going in there, you're still having low level radiation. So there'll still be a vibration. So you want to get it wired and grounded as best as you can. And so the levels are, 1 milligauss or below, 50 GS units, which is amps to volts, or below. And then below 50, I think, microwatts per meter squared on an acoustimeter. So those are the certain levels that bioinitiative.org, who's done thousands of studies on ENF and with scientists, like several hundred scientists of 40 countries, and we've accumulated now. We're catching up to cigarettes. It's really similar to like cigarettes in the old. They had, I think, 17,000 or so studies came out before people started really listening to them. And I think we've already surpassed it. It's childrenshealthdefense.org just sued the FCC about not really informing everyone about the challenges of this and the regulations. And they won. They just won a court case, a federal court case, which is huge. So we're going to start to see some changes on a lot of the stuff. But there's great groups out there that are fighting for this, advocates that are fighting for this. And the Children's Health Defense has litigated against tech and pharma and ag for years. So they know their playbooks. We inside and out. I mean, this isn't new to our government. Our government has seen procedural levels set in 1998. And technology is exponentially increased, but their level or the proximity awareness to it, they just keep the same standard set. So unless there's a thermal effect, they say it's not a challenge, but there is a thermal effect when you put these next to your head and there is a vibration to it. So they are affecting you, even if they are low level.
It makes perfect sense. Now, you had mentioned dashboards. And we had talked about American cars. So enlighten folks just a little bit on that concept. What is it about American cars that we should be looking for to lower our EMF exposure on that end?
Well, it's not just American cars. I think overall American products, the one of the biggest components, Dr. Janine, for our health and freedom, for the future of our country, America, and to keep our freedom, is to slow down the data harvesting that's going on in the technology space. Your bank information, your banking will track everything from your retina, your thumbprint, all your passcodes. They know all your accounts. They know how fast you drive. your even like odors of your body. I don't even know how they're doing this or what they do in it, but they can tell all this stuff and they're tracking it. So obviously a lot of the phones are made in China, in the CCP, Chinese Communist Party region. And they have trackers on it. Dominion, our software for voting, was made there. The experts can't get in and see the tracking capabilities in it. China's setting themselves up for a really strong push really taking over America in a lot of ways, because so many people drive, you know, cars made in China. We have TVs from there. So many of the technology goods are made from there. Obviously the cell phones, iPads, Alexas, all these things, devices that are have numerous trackers, from 1 to 12 to 15 trackers on them, on each different app that you would have on your phone has it in there. So ideally we'd want to start to buy more American on that. Older the cars, the better, because they can't shut them down. The Android phone, this is an iPhone. I recently purchased an Android phone and had it wiped clean of any ability to data grab. And so I had a cyber expert clear the phone off. So I'm doing my part to slow the data grabbing down just by the right purchasing choices. We're going to start changing platforms from Zoom to Jitsi or Jitsu. I forget the other. There's another one that's double encrypted. Then you start using Signal app and double encrypted app versus talking on the phone, because literally they're listening to everything. They're aggregating all this information and then bringing it to the AI to create who knows what is going on. But I'm really, from the cybersecurity experts that we're working with in the tech space and understanding how tech affects our body, what we've uncovered is that there's a huge security challenge going on right now. So when you put the phone inside of your new Faraday bag, it's going to slow the data grabbing capabilities of telecom. And what the biggest thing right now, Dr. Janine, is your battery, your cell phone battery. They're meant to last 2 weeks. They last 2 hours. And it's because of all the data grabbing that's going on. So this is a really, not many people are talking about this. And it's such an integral part to our health and long-term freedom, because we're on the same page as really understanding what goes in your body. Because if someone can control what goes in you, they can easily control you. So we're really wanting that. And a lot of the vaccines out there, we're talking about graphene oxide. That's graphite and nanotechnology. So then obviously thimerosal, which is mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde. The list goes on and on as far as toxicity, neurotoxins, but heavy metal toxicities in shots and in vaccines. And so when you make yourself even more of a conductor, this increased rollout of man-made radiation can be used to control you and your health and your moods and your thought processes way more efficiently with that nanotechnology in it. And then the graphene oxide, which is graphite, but it's just 80,000 times the size of a hair follicle. That's what's in 90% of the Pfizer vaccine. So we're really looking at understanding this whole big, big pond of technology and health and performance and figuring out boundaries and how we can really have sustainable longevity and not stress about this stuff. And you won't stress about or have those stress when you're not being bombarded, because these are huge EMF, man-made EMF is huge cognitive challenges for the body.
I wholeheartedly agree, especially the cognitive challenges. And I think this is why a lot of our society is complaining about having brain fog, complaining about having memory issues, complaining about having real struggles with kind of getting through the day and ADD and things of that nature. I really truly believe that a lot of ADD isn't true ADD. It's related to stress, but also impact of EMFs, things of that nature on our body molds, etc. So nevertheless, folks, you have heard it here that you need to be paying attention to EMFs. This is a big deal. And the connection with your freedom, things of that nature, you want to be looking into this. You really want to be looking into this because health is your choice. This is a big deal. You are in charge of your health. And by controlling EMFs, you can control your health. You can optimize your health. You can optimize your sleep. And you just are going to have a great outcome if you work on paying attention to these things. So Justin, tell us where folks can find you online, where they can get a hold of your book that I didn't even get to talk about yet, but let's talk about the book, like where they can find you online, all these things, and give them the scoop.
Oh, thanks. Well, first off, I'm so honored to be able to chat with doctors like you and in the holistic, you know, space and really having such a deep connection to the earth and to awareness above as well. And understand that we live in this electromagnetic blanket and everything has a resonance and a frequency. And it's so powerful to just understand the fundamental basics of physics and biology and waveform technology. And so I'm so grateful for you and you sharing this information with your tribe. I did write a book and touch a lot on that, on athleticism, whole body plus whole brain equals performance. And you can find that on athleticism.com as well. So that's really exciting because we're able to share how all of the awareness components that we touched on come into play for performance. And EMF Rock, you can purchase our products on that site as well, but emfrocks.com is the big site where you can find the grounding bag, full size, a mini grounding bag for your pocket, purse, or backpack, and then the Faraday bag.
Awesome. Justin, thank you so much. Folks, I'm going to have everything at drjkrausnd.com. You can get a hold of everything. And I think, Justin, I'll be talking here in the future because I want to do a little more on his book. And of course, we're kind of hitting our time limit. So folks, thanks for listening to the Health Fix Podcast. Have a great day, whatever you're doing.
Thank you, Dr. Jean.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Health Fix Podcast. This podcast was brought to you by Blue Blocks, the blue light blocking glasses. If you follow me on Instagram, you will see me wearing my computer glasses. Those are the Galaxy version. They're fabulous. I have not been having headaches in my office thanks to those awful, awful overhead lights that we have. Those buggers are blah. So anyway, blue light blocking glasses, game changers for your health. Check out them at blueblocks.com.